Kim, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.
So for employees, I guess digital privacy is super important overall, but, you know, particularly in the workplace. What have we, I guess, done so far to make sure that, you know, employees do have rights to their digital privacy?
Well, very little. It's an increasingly fraught set of issues. When we looked at it, we've just published a study where we did a survey of 1,600 people across Australia, trying to get a sense of what they thought was acceptable for employers to do. And we found that most Australians don't think employers should be looking at their employees' social media pages. So only 40%, or 37 rather, thought it was acceptable for either existing employers or prospective employers looking at people they might hire, to look at even public social media posts, which is interesting.
Yeah, wow.
But it's interesting because there isn't actually a lot of legal backup for that kind of position. In fact, if you actually look at a lot of workplace policies, a lot of them will say that, you know, will have something to say about social media use. The Australian Public Service Commission released a new policy this year, and that one actually suggests that employees, public servants, could be responsible for things that other people say on their social media profile, so other people's comments. So you have to police not just yourself, but other people potentially.
Oh, wow. So wait, how does that work, you know, as if, you know, a colleague or something says something about you?
Yeah, well, you might have to, well, I suppose, what the guidelines say is if it's on your social media page and you can do something about it, you might have to. So if there were, say, unacceptable comments about the government policies, I guess, the sorts of things that public servants aren't supposed to get into, there might be a responsibility to delete material that other people have put up, as well as just a general response, you know, a general requirement not to get into political debate, even on your own social media, which raises some really interesting questions about free speech, about our right to engage in political discussion, political free speech, and there's an awful lot of public servants in Australia.
I suppose as well, you know, there's got to be the argument that what people will say on their social media does reflect on where they work, especially if they have it, I say, you know, linked up to their Facebook. Where, I guess, does the line lie between, you know, as you said?
It's a really interesting question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's no doubt that companies and the government are concerned about the kind of messaging that gets out there. And, you know, I mean, you're right that it might be that things that people put on their social media could potentially reflect back on their employer, but then perhaps that's where the line does need to be, you know, if it's going to has a serious risk of causing blowback on their employer, maybe that's the sort of post that ought to be unacceptable. Was interesting. We didn't do just the survey, and I mean the survey was interesting because, and it basically says, you know, I mean, to give you another figure, only 20%, like one in five people, thought it was okay for employers to look at private social media posts. So, you know, if you've set your settings to private, or it's, you know, your private Facebook, and those who, it was professionals who were more likely to think it was acceptable. So people with only a high school education, people not working in professional work, thought it was less acceptable, perhaps because they see less relationship between their work and what they're doing in their private life. You know, and we did an online panel discussion as well, and the kinds of comments that were coming out in that that discussion were that, you know, people do need to take some personal responsibility. They kind of need to apply a bit of common sense, be careful about what they say, but that, you know, there were lines beyond which employers ought not to tread. And we really haven't had this discussion, you know, in a sort of legal or workplace relations environment. You know, there aren't standards in Australia for what employers are allowed to say in things like social media policies. Probably a discussion we need to have.
I would completely agree. So I suppose it's a bit of a murky area, I guess, at the moment. Then if somebody is, you know, I guess, worried about what their employers can see on their social media, where do we go from here? What can people do?
Well, I suppose the obvious things are first, something like when we surveyed, people said 72% of our people said that their workplaces had some sort of social media policy. So it's worth finding out what that is, at least, so you know where your employer is at least drawing the line at this stage. It's worth being very conscious about your own privacy settings. I mean, this is just generally good advice, right, for social media. Think about who can see what you're posting. Think about the potential impact, you know, if that were to get more broadly publicised. Set your settings so it can't be more broadly publicised, perhaps. You know, there are a few basic sensible things that one can do to at least give yourself some protection. You know, there have been some cases where people have been dismissed for stuff on social media, and in at least some of those cases, it has been held that was unfair dismissal, right? Where people have been, say, fired for something they said on Twitter. So this is an area of contestation at the moment. I don't think we could say that the law is settled on what employers are allowed to do, but it is possible to take those few basic steps to avoid the worst controversy.
It is definitely something that will be interesting to watch as time goes on. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us on this morning's show.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.